Welcome to Do It All on the Mall, where you are listening to Let's Do It Radio from the homepage of doitallonthemall.com. If this is your first time listening, welcome. This is your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alcu Designs, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. All entrepreneurs can be found under the clients section on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment, all in the comfort of your home. You can make a difference nationwide, worldwide. No lines, no pushing, no cashiers, no masks. Take a tour and shop. Do It All in the Mall does not own any of the rights of the books you hear on the show today. Hopefully all the children are around, because this is about them today. So parents, gather around your children, and we're going to have a listening session for about the next hour on Kwanzaa and the principles and just about everything you can think about for Kwanzaa. So therefore, I want you to gather them around and make sure they have popcorn, drinks, you know, blanket, you know, nap time. Of course, this episode can be played over and over and over again. So we want you to be able to shop while your children are listening to Kwanzaa, the meaning of Kwanzaa, what Kwanzaa is all about. So go ahead, get them ready. This is for children of all ages, basically, or even adults, for those, you know, the, I guess you call it the dummy down session of Kwanzaa. So go ahead and gather your children. You can always, you know, put this on pause and get them together. We want them to make sure that they get the full understanding, as they are our present and our future heritage. Thank you for so much for gathering them around. Have a wonderful time listening for about the next hour. Today is Santa's Kwanzaa by Garen Eileen Thomas.
All right, this one is called Santa's Kwanzaa by Garen Eileen Thomas, illustrated by Guy Francis. Ooh, it's a 4.1 and half a point. Oh, cute. All the little houses. 'Twas the night before Christmas, the very last hour. He was all out of breath, and he needed to shower. Do you think Santa gets tired and needs a shower after all his hard work? Wrapped gifts were now stacked where Yule wishes had lain. 'Twas time to return to the North Pole again. He ate some cookies and drank that milk, didn't he? Can you see? Going back up the chimney. Poor Santa lamented his pot-bellied girth. That means his big fat belly. Though he had loved every cookie for what that was worth. He thought of his house, what awaited him there, and how he'd trade in these boots for a comfortable pair. He wants to take his boots off and get his slippers on, huh? So he loaded his sleigh up with empty cloth sacks. Next, he gave his stout reindeer a pat on their backs, and then up, 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 and away they all flew through the day and the night, and little Rudolph did too. Then off in the distance shone a sight for sore eyes, his sweet, humble home disguising a surprise. Santa sauntered so softly through the open door, and he pulled off his suit, which he left on the floor. He's so tired, he just takes it all off. Huh? That when who should appear but the light of his life, the behind-the-scenes maven, his loving boss wife, who held out his kente to resounding applause and shouted out with the elves. That did not rhyme. I got to do that again. When who should appear but the light of his life, the behind-the-scenes maven, his loving boss wife, who held out his kente to resounding applause and shouted out with the elves, "Welcome home, Santa Claus!" Instead of Santa Claus, it's Kwanzaa, so it's Santa Claus, huh? Got his kente ready. So they do Christmas and Kwanzaa. That's cool. It was time to rejoice in the Santa Claus way, to celebrate Kwanzaa this 26th day of December. And then, in a marvelous twist, the elves approached Santa with their very own list. "We've gifts for you, Santa," they said with great glee, which they fetched from their spots round the great Christmas tree. Do you notice his feet are so sore that they've got a nice hot pot of hot water to rinse, to soak his feet, and then he gets his slippers. I like those elves. First Nia, Kuumba, and Kuji Chagulia, then Imani, Imoja, Ujama, and Ujima placed each grand Kwanzaa item upon Santa's lap, which brought tears to his eyes, the jolly old sap. Now, we learn in another book, The Seven Candles of Kwanzaa, what each of those are. They're principles of Kwanzaa, and that's each one of them, huh, that represent that. Oh, look at that big hug. I want to give Santa a big hug. And each night through the seventh, the family showed their deep pride in their roots as their cups overflowed. They've got the yams and the collard greens and the family cup. Till the last eve was ending and Santa decreed he had more Kwanzaa spirit and that he would need his deer to go on one more of their night flights, but they'd have to go higher to reach greater heights. There's the candles. So the elves and the misses packed themselves in the sleigh, and when Santa was seated, they set out on their way. To the top of the trees, to the galaxy's end, as he thought of the message he wanted to send. Then using his magic, which he gets from above, Santa lit up the heavens in colors of love. 'Twas the most glorious vision in the whole universe. Happy Kwanzaa, peaceful men, goodwill toward Earth. Santa's hope and his blessing for the people of Earth. That's cool. I got to move it so you can see it, huh? Happy Kwanzaa, peaceful men, goodwill toward Earth. And there's Santa going on his thing. That's a good Kwanzaa and Christmas message. This says you can celebrate Kwanzaa just like the Kwazas. Emoja's pride unites the family. Kuji Chagulia is determined always to speak her mind. Ujima is responsible for solving problems. Ujama cooperates and trades fairly. Nia's purpose is to keep the community great. Kuumba is the most creative of all, and Imani's faith and vision keep all our dreams alive. So there you have it. Happy Kwanzaa from Santa Claus.
That was funny, Santa Claus. Our next book is My First Kwanzaa Book by Deborah M. Newton Chocolate.
Hi, students. Today, I wanted to read a book about a holiday called Kwanzaa. This book is titled My First Kwanzaa Book. It was written by Deborah M. Newton Chocolate and illustrated by Cal Massey. This book is a non-fiction book. There's not going to be any characters. We're not going to talk about problems and solutions. We're going to read it and think about what we learn. So it'll have a topic or a main idea. That's really what it's all about. Then we'll figure out what we learn. Those are going to be key details. The things that we learn, little things about the topic, are key details. So let's read my first Kwanzaa book and find out about the topic and the key details in this book. My First Kwanzaa Book by Deborah M. Newton Chocolate and illustrated by Cal Massey. When Mama says it's Kwanzaa time, Daddy helps me dress up in an African shirt. Mama dresses like an African queen. And Grandma comes visiting with good things to eat. When Mama says it's Kwanzaa time, Daddy flies our red, black, and green flag. Mama hangs our map of the motherland. So that's a map of Africa, where their family was from a long time ago. And I help light the colorful Kwanzaa candles. So here are the Kwanzaa candles, and they're very colorful. I can see three green ones on this side, a black one in the middle, and red on this side. When Mama says it's Kwanzaa time, we tell family stories each night to make the holiday special. When Mama says it's Kwanzaa time, Uncle Preeti reads me stories about Africa. When Mama says it's Kwanzaa time, Grandma and I spend time together stringing African beads. When Mama says it's Kwanzaa time, it's time for a family reunion with aunts from Georgia, my uncle from the army, and with cousins from all over. And on the last day of Kwanzaa, we share gifts and hugs that last until the next Kwanzaa comes. So, what did we learn about the holiday of Kwanzaa? We learned some of the things that their family do together during that time. Was this book about any other holidays or just about Kwanzaa? It was just about Kwanzaa. The topic of this book was Kwanzaa. What are some of the things that we learned that they do together? Those would be our key details. Can you name four key details that you remember? Things that their family do together during those holidays? They light Kwanzaa candles. Okay. What else do they do? They wear special clothes. They visit with family and eat certain foods. They fly a red, black, and green flag, and it matches the candles, red, black, and green. They might hang a map of Africa. They light the special candles. In the corner here, I've seen that there's a date, and it shows which candles are lit on certain dates, so they don't start out just lighting all of them. So each night, there's a special candle that they have to light. They tell stories. They read stories. They string African beads. They visit with family. Those are some of the things that they do to celebrate Kwanzaa. So those are key details about Kwanzaa and how to celebrate it with your family. Thank you for reading this book about Kwanzaa with me. Kwanzaa is just one of the holidays that we celebrate during the winter.
So hopefully you guys learned a few details about the topic Kwanzaa. Our next book is My First Kwanzaa.
Hi friends. In December, different holidays are celebrated. There's Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa. Today we are going to learn about Kwanzaa.
In my family, we celebrate Kwanzaa. Every night, we light a candle on the Kinara. That's a candle holder with a candle for each of the 7 nights of Kwanzaa.
Are you ready to light the Kinara?
And every night, we talk about one of the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. Their ideas for how to live a good life.
Tonight's principle is umoja. It means unity, coming together, getting along.
Like when Tyler lets me play with his drum.
Right.
My favorite part of Kwanzaa is the caramel. It's a feast on the 6th night, Kuumba, where my whole family and friends get together and celebrate. We eat lots of food, tell stories, and then in my family, we like to dance. Always have fun when we're together for Kwanzaa. And at the end of the night, we get a small present.
My own drum? Wow!
My First Kwanzaa by Karen Katz. Hooray, hooray, it's time to get ready for Kwanzaa. First we get the Kinara. It's made of shiny wood. I put in 7 candles, 3 red, 1 black, 3 green. We light a candle every night to celebrate a special idea. Mommy brings the kikombe, the unity cup. For each child, we place 1 ear of corn called muhindi on a straw mat. My brother adds apples, yams, nuts, and squash. The fruits and vegetables, mazal, remind us of the end of the harvest and the beginning of the planting season. Just like in Africa. Umoja, unity. On the first day of Kwanzaa, neighbors come to visit. We ask, Habari Gani? That means, what's the news? We laugh, talk, and sing. We are friends and family. Gujicha Gulia, self-determination. On the second day of Kwanzaa, I ask mommy to braid my hair in a fancy African way. It makes me feel proud. Ujima, working together. On the third day of Kwanzaa, we plant flowers in the lot next door. We all work together to make our neighborhood pretty. Ujamaa. On the fourth day of Kwanzaa, we buy special food for our celebration. We like to shop in our neighborhood stores to keep our businesses strong. Kuumba, creativity. On the sixth day of Kwanzaa, my cousin and I paint a clay pot and weave some baskets. We will make our house beautiful. Imani, on the seventh day of Kwanzaa, we light the last candle to show our faith in ourselves, our family, our future, and our past. Grandma gives us zawadi, gifts for promises we have kept all year, a handmade doll for me, and an African shaker gourd for my brother. Then we sing, dance, play music, and celebrate. Happy Kwanzaa! In your writing journal, you are going to choose something you learned about Kwanzaa that you didn't know before. Or if your family does celebrate Kwanzaa, then choose what your favorite thing about it is and upload it to Seesaw, please.
All right, now, my first Kwanzaa. Next we have K is for Kwanzaa.
ArtForTheCreativeSoul.com presents a reading of K is for Kwanzaa, a Kwanzaa alphabet book, written by Jawanda G. Ford and illustrated by Ken Wilson Max. A is for Africa. Africa is the second largest continent. It has many countries. African Americans' ancestors came from Africa. Kwanzaa is a holiday that celebrates the rich heritage of Africa. B is for Bendera. The Bendera is the African American flag that is displayed during Kwanzaa. It has three colors. Black represents African American people, red symbolizes their struggles, and green stands for a happy future. C is for Candle. A candle is a solid piece of wax with a string or wick inside that is burned to make light. Kwanzaa candles are called Mshuma Saba. They are the same colors as the Bendera. D is for Dashiki. A dashiki is a loose-fitting shirt worn by people throughout Africa. Many African Americans wear dashikis during Kwanzaa to represent African pride. E is for Imba. Imba is a mango, a fruit that grows in many parts of Africa. Mangoes are a part of some Kwanzaa dishes or are eaten alone as a sweet treat. F is for Feast. A feast is a large meal shared by many people. On the last day of Kwanzaa, family and friends get together for a feast called the Karamu. G is for Gala. A gala is a long, narrow strip of cloth that African women and girls wear wrapped around their heads. Wearing a gala shows pride in African heritage. H is for Harvest. A harvest is a ripened crop of fruits and vegetables that is gathered at the end of the growing season. Many African villages celebrate and give thanks for their harvest each year. Kwanzaa comes from the African harvest celebration. I is for Indigo. Indigo is a blue powder made from the indigo plant. In many areas of Africa, it is mixed with water and used to dye cloth. To celebrate Kwanzaa, we can dye pieces of cloth to honor this custom. J is for Jewelry. Ornaments such as bracelets, rings, earrings, and necklaces are jewelry. Made from precious gems and metals or beads, shells, and string, beautiful jewelry is an important part of dressing in many African cultures. Making simple bracelets or necklaces as Kwanzaa gifts is a way to practice creativity. Kaumba. K is for Kwanzaa and also for Kanara. The kinara is the wooden candle holder that holds the 7 Kwanzaa candles. The black candle is placed in the middle, the red candles to the left, and the green ones to the right. The black candle is lit on the first night of Kwanzaa. On each of the following nights, one more candle is lit. First a red one, then a green one, then a red one, and so on. L is for lapa. A lapa is a broad piece of cloth that African women and girls wear wrapped around their bodies like a skirt. Lapas are popular African-style clothing worn at Kwanzaa time. M is for mkeka. The mkeka is a special mat that is set on the Kwanzaa table. The kinara and mazau, fruits and vegetables symbolizing the harvest, are placed on the mkeka. N is for neighborhood. A neighborhood is a small part of the community that we live in. Kwanzaa teaches us to respect our neighborhood and to work together to make it a better place. O is for Owara. Owara is an African game played with marbles or small stones. It is also called Menkala. Playing games together is a fun way to show unity and cooperation during Kwanzaa. P is for plants. Plants grow in the earth from seeds. Some plants provide us with fruits and vegetables. After harvesting the crops in Africa, it is time to plant new seeds. At Kwanzaa time, plant a small garden, indoors or out, to welcome in the new year. Q is for quilt. A quilt is a bed cover stitched together from many small pieces of fabric. Create a Kwanzaa quilt with African fabrics and family items that have some special meaning. R is for raffia. Raffia is a fiber that comes from the leaves of certain African palm trees. Raffia is used to make masks or to weave baskets, bags, and mkeka mats. S is for shakiri. A shakiri is a rhythm instrument made from a dry, hollow gourd that is strung with beads. It is played for African dancers and ceremonies and at Kwanzaa celebrations. T is for tales. Tales are stories that can be true or make-believe. Reading or telling African tales such as Anansi stories is a popular Kwanzaa activity. U is for Ujamaa. Ujamaa, one of the 7 principles of Kwanzaa, means cooperative economics. At an Ujamaa market, we can buy African or African American products, such as kente cloth, jewelry, and food. V is for vibunzi. Vibunzi is another word for muhindi, which are the dried ears of corn placed on the mkeka. Corn is a very important Kwanzaa symbol. Corn represents children who are the future of a family. W is for water. Water is a clear natural liquid. It is a symbol of purity in many countries. During Kwanzaa, water is poured into the unity cup, the Kikombe Cha Umoja, and everyone drinks a special toast to the ancestors. X is for xylophone. A xylophone is a musical instrument with bars that are struck to make sounds. Some xylophones are made from wood. They are used in song and dance in some homes at Kwanzaa time. Y is for yams. Yams are vegetables similar to potatoes. They are an important part of the African diet. Yams and other vegetables are eaten at the Karamu feast. Z is for Zawadi. Zawadi means gifts. Simple gifts exchanged at Kwanzaa should be educational, cultural, or related to family values. Handmade items such as corn husk dolls, wooden cars, and quilts make special gifts. Books and games are great gifts too.
Wow, there were a lot of things that I didn't even know about the alphabet of Kwanzaa, some interesting items. Hopefully you guys learned some things as well. our next Kwanzaa bullfrog books for children. Take a listen.
Bullfrog Books, Holidays, Kwanzaa, by Rebecca Pettiford. What is Kwanzaa? Kwanzaa begins on December 26th. It is an African-American holiday. What does Kwanzaa mean? It means first fruits of the harvest. How do African Americans celebrate? We honor our history. See our clothes? They are from Africa. Kwanzaa lasts 7 days. We talk about 7 ideas. There is 1 idea a day. Look at our table. We set out symbols. Food makes us think of the harvest. The cup is for family. Here's the cup. We have 7 candles. We light 1 each day. They sit in a wood canara. Here's the canara. Tia lights the first candle. What color is it? Black. 3 more are red. 3 are green. We play music. Mark plays a drum. Anna dances. It's the last day. Amon gets a gift. Happy Kwanzaa! Excellent job, readers! Happy Kwanzaa! The end. And as always, please remember to subscribe. Thank you.
Thank you so much for reading that book. That was read by Calvin Thomas. Our next story is 7 Candles for Kwanzaa by Andrea Davis Pinckney. Here we go. 7 Candles. Tell me at the end what the 7 candles stand for.
7 Candles for Kwanzaa. Written by Andrea Davis Pinckney and pictures by Brian Pinckney. A note to readers. Kwanzaa is an American holiday inspired by African traditions. It is not intended as a religious, political, or heroic holiday, nor is it a substitute for Christmas. During the 7-day Kwanzaa festival, observed from December 26th through January 1st, people of African descent rejoice in their ancestral values. A Swahili word, Kwanzaa, means first. An extra A was added to the end of the word to give it 7 letters, representing the holiday's 7 principles. Kwanzaa's origins are in the agricultural harvest, or first fruits, celebrations that have been observed in countries throughout Africa for centuries. Many of these celebrations last 7 days. Some occur in late December at the end of the year and are celebrated until early January, the beginning of the next year. The dates for Kwanzaa correspond to these days of African harvest festivals. Kwanzaa was created in 1966 by Mulana Karanga, Ph.D., Chair and Professor of Black Studies at the California State University at Long Beach and Executive Director of the Institute of Pan-African Studies. Seven principles are at the heart of Kwanzaa, and these are based on the gathering together of family, the commemoration of the ancestors, the rededication to the growth of the community, and the offering of gratitude for life's good. This book follows the sequence of Kwanzaa week, and it shows how its values may be expressed. Today, millions of families in the United States celebrate the joys of Kwanzaa and look forward each year to a wonderful African-inspired celebration. Kwanzaa is like a family day in the park and Thanksgiving and a birthday all rolled into one. Kwanzaa is a joyous African-American holiday that is 7 days long. It begins on December 26th and lasts through the first day of January. The name Kwanzaa comes from the East African language of Swahili. It means first fruits of the harvest. Since ancient times, in countries all over Africa, families have joined together to celebrate the end of the harvest and the beginning of the new planting season. When vegetables, yams, and fruits are ripe for gathering, families rejoice in a first fruits festival. Kwanzaa is a holiday that began in America. It is the time when people whose ancestors come from Africa celebrate their African heritage. To get ready for the holiday, families decorate their homes with Kwanzaa symbols. They place the mkeka, a straw placemat, on a table. The mkeka is woven with beautiful patterns. It represents tradition. Muhindi is corn. During Kwanzaa, one ear of corn is placed on the mkeka for each child in the family. Families that have many children put lots of muhindi on their mkeka, along with apples, bananas, nuts, pears, and yams, to remember the earth's abundance. These fruits and vegetables are called mazaho, which means crops. Kwanzaa gifts, made by hand, are called zawadi. A fabric doll with black button eyes, a necklace strung with speckled beads, and a homemade storybook with folk tales from Africa are the kinds of zawadi that praise our African ancestry. Grown-ups give Kwanzaa gifts to children to reward them for the promises they've made and kept throughout the year. Children can give Kwanzaa gifts too. Seven Kwanzaa candles are proudly placed in our kinyara, a wooden candle holder. A black candle in the center represents the richness of our skin. Three red candles are reminders of the struggles we sometimes have to face. Three green candles tell us to always look toward a prosperous future. For each day of Kwanzaa, one candle is lighted to celebrate a special principle. The seven Kwanzaa principles, called Nguzo Zahaba, come from the beliefs that are held by families in many parts of Africa. These beliefs help us learn, achieve, and grow. On the first day of Kwanzaa, the black candle is set alit to celebrate umoja. The word umoja means unity. For umoja, our family gathers at home. We share thoughts and feelings about the Kwanzaa holiday and relax in the spirit of togetherness. We talk, laugh, and ask habari gahani. Habari gahani is a Kwanzaa greeting that means, what is the news? It is what we say to start each Kwanzaa day. When someone asks habari gahani, we answer by telling the Kwanzaa principle for that day. If someone asks habari gahani on the second day of Kwanzaa, the answer is kuji chagolia, which means self-determination. A red candle is lit to represent kuji chagolia. It is the day to learn traditions that help us define ourselves. In some families, women teach girls to braid their own hair in fancy styles. In others, folks learn to beat African rhythms on drums and gourds. Habari gahani? What's the news on the third day of Kwanzaa? Collective work and responsibility. Ujima. Ujima is a Kwanzaa day to light a green candle and work together to get a family chore done, like stripping down an old wooden chair and giving it a fresh coat of paint. When the fourth day of Kwanzaa dawns, it is time to celebrate Ujamaa, cooperative economics. For Ujamaa, we save up our coins for one whole year to buy a family gift that everyone can share, like a clock that chimes or a hallway mirror. On Ujamaa Day, a red candle glows bright in the Kinyara. Nia is purpose, the fifth Kwanzaa principle. Today, a second green candle glows to illuminate our purpose. This day of Kwanzaa is for reflecting on how to fill those days and years ahead. Some folks dream of a life as an astronomer who peers at stars nestled in the dark night sky, or a trumpet player who bebops in a swinging jazz band. Nia, our purpose, is to do what makes us glad to be who we are. Kuumba means creativity, and the sixth day of Kwanzaa is for celebrating Kuumba in every way. Today we make up dances to perform for friends. Some dances tell stories about the history of people who live in Africa. Other dances are just for fun. Sculpting mounds of clay or reciting a favorite rhyme are also ways to express Kuumba. So is planting seedlings on the windowsill and nurturing them to sprout. The third red candle shimmers to help our creativity shine. Faith is Imani, the seventh Kwanzaa principle. To have faith is to believe that good will always happen. To show our belief in a happy holiday, we burn the last green Kwanzaa candle. Our Kwanzaa Karamu, a glorious feast, fills the room with the savory smells of roasted yams and collard greens. To begin the Karamu, a grown-up spills a few drops of water from the Kikombe Cha Umoja, the family Kwanzaa cup. Each droplet honors our African ancestors. Everyone takes a little sip from the cup to drink in the warm feelings of family unity. Then all give thanks for our delicious food and dig into our Kwanzaa meal. After dinner, the party begins. The music sounds a soul-rousing rhythm. Everyone claps and shouts, rejoices and sings, and dances to celebrate a happy Kwanzaa.
Welcome to Granny's Book Nook. Today's story is Kevin's Kwanzaa, written by Lisa Bullard and illustrated by Constanza Basaluso. Hi, I'm Kevin. See the decorations I'm making? We're getting ready for Kwanzaa. That's a special holiday for my family. Mom says it celebrates our African-American culture. Mom puts a mat on the table. I add the candle holder and candles. Mom adds fruits and vegetables. There's an ear of corn for each kid. Next comes the Unity Cup. Didn't I do a great job decorating it? We put out presents, too. Now, we're ready for Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa lasts for 7 days, from December 26th until January 1. We light another candle each night. I can hardly wait for my turn. It's on the last night. Grandpa goes first. Tonight, he lights the black candle. Then, Grandpa explains the Kwanzaa word for the first day. Every day has a special word in Swahili. That's an African language. Grandpa's word means unity. That's sticking together as a group. Grandpa says sticking together is why Kwanzaa began. A man named Dr. Maulana Karenga created Kwanzaa in 1966. He wanted to bring African Americans together. He wanted them to feel proud of their shared African background. I guess it worked, because I sure feel proud. Somebody else lights the candle each night. I want to be ready for my turn, so I watch closely. Mom lights the candles on the third night. We talk about helping one another solve problems. Mom says, maybe we can work together on my messy bedroom problem. My brother lights the candles on the fifth night. We talk about setting goals to help our community. Right now, I have two goals. I want to grow up to be a teacher, and I want to light the Kwanzaa candles. The sixth night of Kwanzaa is my favorite. We go to a big party every year. I boom, boom with the drummers. I stomp, stomp with the dancers. I eat and eat. It's the last day of Kwanzaa. I like opening my presents, but I like lighting the candles even more. Grandpa says, my special word means faith. He says, I should believe in our people every day. That will be like living Kwanzaa all year long. Thank you for visiting Grammy's Book Nook. To get more information for this book, check the description box below. Be sure to thumbs up this video. Click the subscribe button for the latest videos on Grammy's Book Nook.
Welcome back to Read-A-Roo Kids. My name's Miss Christy, and today we're going to read a book about a holiday that some cultures celebrate instead of Christmas. It's called Kwanzaa, and the book is called Little Rabbit's Kwanzaa. Let's find out some really interesting details about this holiday. Little Rabbit's Kwanzaa by Donna L. Washington, illustrated by Shane W. Evans. Little Rabbit was not having a very good Kwanzaa. Being the littlest rabbit in the family wasn't easy. He couldn't remember the names of all the days. He wasn't allowed to light the candles. His brothers and sisters made wonderful gifts to share. Little Rabbit was too embarrassed to share his gifts. He hated being the youngest. He was always in the way, and everyone told him he was too little to help. The only part of Kwanzaa that he really loved was the big feast called Karamu. This year, he wasn't even going to have that. Grandma Rabbit was sick. She lay in bed all day drinking dandelion tea. Mama Rabbit was so busy taking care of her, she didn't have time to cook. Mama, if Grandma Rabbit is sick, who will make the feast of Karamu? Little Rabbit asked his mother. Shame on you, Little Rabbit, his mama said. Grandma Rabbit is sick, and all you think about is your stomach. You go outside. Little Rabbit hopped out and sat on the big, gnarled tree stump. He really wanted to go and talk to Grandma Rabbit. She was very wise. Little Rabbit sat and thought. He thought about all the things his Granny said about Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a special time when we help each other. That's what Granny Rabbit said. That's it! Little Rabbit jumped up and danced around. I'll bring Grandma Rabbit a special treat for Karamu that will make her feel better. Little Rabbit hopped down the road. Where are you going so fast? Mama Oriole asked Little Rabbit. I'm going to find a tasty treat for Grandma Rabbit. She's sick. I want her to have a good Karamu. Little Rabbit hopped away. Mama Oriole didn't know what Karamu was, but she knew Grandma Rabbit. Grandma Rabbit always brought out warm seed cakes and worm pudding when the weather got cold. Poor Grandma Rabbit, said Mama Oriole. I wish there was something I could do to help. Little Rabbit stopped by the side of the path. He looked under some logs to see if he could find something special for Grandma Rabbit. What are you doing, Little Rabbit? Asked Groundhog, sticking his head out of the patch of grass. I'm trying to find Zawadi for Grandma Rabbit. She's sick. I want her to feel better. Little Rabbit hopped off. Groundhog didn't know what a Zawadi was, but he knew Grandma Rabbit. She always had time to make little toys for the animals when they were bored. Poor Grandma Rabbit, thought Groundhog. I wish there was something I could do to help. Little Rabbit hopped down to the pond. Maybe he could find something pretty for Grandma Rabbit. What are you doing, Little Rabbit? Asked the frog. I'm looking for something pretty for Grandma Rabbit. She's sick. She should have something pretty to hang on the wall at Kwanzaa time. Little Rabbit scratched an ear and hopped away. The frogs didn't know about Kwanzaa time, but they knew Grandma Rabbit. She could paint beautiful pictures and write wonderful poems. Poor Grandma Rabbit, said one of the frogs. I wish there was something we could do to help. Little Rabbit hopped through the field looking for berries. Where are you going, Little Rabbit? Mama Field Mouse asked. She was dragging all of her children behind her. Grandma Rabbit is sick, said Little Rabbit. I'm going to make sure she has a good Karamu. I'm going to find as many berries as I can. Little Rabbit looked proud as he hopped through the meadow. Mama Field Mouse didn't know anything about Karamu, but she knew Grandma Rabbit. Grandma Rabbit helped out with the children when Mama Field Mouse had to run errands. Poor Grandma Rabbit, said Mama Field Mouse. I wish there was something I could do to help. Little Rabbit scampered through the trees. Good morning, Little Rabbit, said Papa Squirrel. Why are you sniffing around the trees? I'm looking for something to give Grandma Rabbit. She's sick. I want her to have a good Kwanzaa. Little Rabbit hopped away. Papa Squirrel didn't know anything about Kwanzaa, but he knew Grandma Rabbit. She always helped him gather nuts in the fall. She helped him remember where he'd hid them. Poor Grandma Rabbit, said Papa Squirrel. I wish there was something I could do to help. Little Rabbit spent the whole day trying to find something for Grandma Rabbit. He searched as hard as he could, but he didn't find anything at all. He was very sad. I guess I am too little to do anything. As the sun was setting, he hopped slowly home. When he opened the door, he had a big surprise. Everyone was there. Grandma Rabbit was sitting in the big chair with a huge smile on her face. The frogs had brought her pink flowers from the lily pads. Mama and Papa Spider hung them from the ceiling like lanterns. Mama Oriole was conducting a fine chorus of birds. Groundhog brought little toys and gifts for everyone. Mama Field Mouse had gotten together with Mama Possum and Mama Raccoon to make a delicious feast. The air was full of excitement. Mama Rabbit served the plates and Little Rabbit ate until he thought he would burst. After that, Papa Rabbit told funny stories about Brer Rabbit, Anansi the spider, guinea fowl, and mosquito. The stories made everyone laugh. Then Papa Spider plucked on his web strings, Cricket got out his fiddle, and all the animals had a wonderful dance. Grandma Rabbit taught everyone a new word, Harambee. She called out as her friends danced. It means let's pull together. We don't need anyone to tell us that, said Papa Squirrel. We already pulled together. Everyone laughed and shouted, Harambee, Harambee, Harambee. When the caramu was over, Little Rabbit sat with his Granna in the big chair. Why are you so sad, Little Rabbit? His Granna asked. Didn't you have a good time? Yes, Little Rabbit said quietly, but I wanted to do something special for you. Granna Rabbit just laughed. You silly rabbit, she said, hugging Little Rabbit tight. If you hadn't gone off looking for caramu this morning, it never would have found its way here tonight. Little Rabbit frowned, but I'm the only one who didn't have anything to share. His Granna smiled. You shared your dream, Little Rabbit. And your dream brought all of our friends and neighbors together. That's a big thing. Little Rabbit felt proud. My dream did all that? Yes. I'm not surprised, though, his Granna said. Why not? Little Rabbit asked. Because I have faith in you. If you have faith, Little Rabbit, there's always hope. Oh, I'll try to remember that, said Little Rabbit, yawning. By the way, said Granna Rabbit, snuggling him close, this was the best caramu ever. I loved reading with you today. If you liked this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up below. You can also click on the subscribe link. That way, every time we post a new book, you'll get a notification and we can read together again soon. If you'd like activities to go along with these books, head over to readaroo.kids.com. You can also click on the link.
Wasn't that wonderful? Little Rabbit felt so loved in the end. That's what Kwanzaa's about, being loved and being cared for and being unified. Everybody got together because of his dream. That was wonderful. Our next book is Together for Kwanzaa. This is about a little girl, so hopefully your little girls will love this book.
Welcome to Grammy's Book Nook. Today's story is Together for Kwanzaa by Juwanda G. Ford, illustrated by Shelley Hienberger. It was the first day of Kwanzaa, and Kayla was sad. Her big brother Kari could not come home for the holidays because a heavy snowstorm had closed all the roads around his school. Kayla always missed Kari while he was away, but this was worse than ever. Now they would have to start Kwanzaa without him. Kwanzaa was Kayla's favorite time of year. She loved celebrating her African heritage and doing special things with her family. But how could she enjoy Kwanzaa this year if Kari was not part of it? Kayla tried to cheer up. After dressing in colorful African clothing, she began to set the Kwanzaa table. First, she put down the makeka, a traditional straw mat. On top of the makeka, she placed the kanara, a Kwanzaa candle holder. The kanara holds 7 candles, one for each night of Kwanzaa. A black candle in the middle, 3 red candles on the left, and 3 green candles on the right. The colors stand for different things. Black for the African American people, red for their struggles, and green for hope and a good future. Each night of Kwanzaa, families light candles and celebrate one of the seven Kwanzaa principles, which are ideas that help people to be strong. The principles help to guide them through Kwanzaa, but are practiced all year long. There is a different principle for each day of Kwanzaa. Every year, Kayla and Kari would share the Kwanzaa greeting. Habari gani? Kari would say. The greeting is from the Swahili language. It means, what is happening today? Kayla would answer with the Kwanzaa principle for that day. Many Swahili words are used during Kwanzaa. Kayla sighed. It just wouldn't be the same without Kari there tonight. Kayla's parents helped her place fruits and vegetables on the mkeka. The fruits and vegetables are called mazao. They represent the harvest and the importance of working together. Here is the corn, said Kayla. Do you remember the Swahili word? Her mother asked. Muhindi, Kayla answered. The muhindi represents the children in the family. She put two ears of corn next to the other Kwanzaa symbols, one for her and one for Kari. When the table was ready, Kayla's mother helped her light the black candle. Kayla knew that they would light a red candle the second night, a green one the next night, and so on, until all the candles were burning on the last night. Since Kari was not there, Kayla's father greeted her. Habari gani, he said. Kayla answered with the first principle of Kwanzaa. Umoja, she said. Umoja means unity. Kayla's father poured a few drops of water from the kikombe cha umoja, or unity cup, to remember and honor their ancestors. At Kwanzaa, everyone drinks from the unity cup to celebrate family and community unity. Kayla and her family practiced unity all year by spending time together as a family. Kayla especially loved family movie night. They would rent movies and eat pizza and popcorn all night long. Thinking about movie night made Kayla miss Kari even more. The next night, Kayla's father lit the black candle and the first red candle. He said, Kuji Chagulia, which is the second principle of Kwanzaa. It means self-determination, or deciding what you want to be and do. Kayla decided that she wanted to go to college, just like Kari, and study to become a scientist. On the third night, the phone rang just as Kayla was lighting the first green candle. It was Kari. Habari gani? Kari said. Ujima, Kayla answered. Ujima is the third principle of Kwanzaa. It means working together and being responsible. One way Kayla and her family practiced Ujima during the year was by participating in her school's bake sale. The teachers, parents, and students all worked together to raise money for the community. The black candle, one green candle, and two red candles were lit on the fourth night. Kayla was really happy tonight. The roads were cleared, and Kari was on his way home. The principle for the fourth night of Kwanzaa is Ujamaa. Ujamaa means cooperative economics, or supporting African American businesses. Kayla and her parents loved shopping in Tubman Square, where African Americans sold handmade jewelry, hats, and clothes. The phone rang, and Kayla ran to answer it. Hi, Kari. Are you almost home? She asked. Kari explained that his car had broken down on the way. It would take a few days to fix. Kayla burst into tears. There were only 3 days of Kwanzaa left. would miss everything. Don't cry, sweetie, Kari said. I'll see you real soon, I promise. On the fifth night, Kayla's mother lit the candles. Today's principle was Nia, or purpose. Kayla decided that her purpose was to be the best little sister she could be. She made Kari a special Kwanzaa scrapbook, telling him all about how the family celebrated this year. Kuumba, or creativity, is the principle for the sixth day of Kwanzaa. After the last red candle was lit, Kayla and her parents made lots of decorations for the Karamu that night. The Karamu is a feast where families celebrate with friends and loved ones. Kayla made a flag using the Kwanzaa colors. It was black, red, and green, just like the candles in the Kanara. Soon, there was a knock at the door. Kayla ran to answer it. Kari! She yelled as she opened the door wide. No, not Kari, but Grandma and Grandpa are here. Kayla was glad to see her grandparents, but she couldn't help being disappointed that Kari still had not arrived. She kept hoping that somehow he'd get home before Kwanzaa was over. There were many knocks on the door from friends and family. It was hard to be sad with so many people around. Everyone was enjoying the Karamu. There was so much food. They had to have a separate table just for desserts. No one heard Kari at the front door, so he just walked right in. Kayla squealed with delight when she saw him. You made it, Kayla said, smiling. I took a taxi to a bus, he answered, just to see you. Kayla hugged Kari as tight as she could. Imani, Kari whispered on the last night of Kwanzaa. Tonight, all the candles glowed brightly. Imani means faith, believing in yourself and others. I believe in our family, Kayla said as they opened their zawadi, or gifts. Kayla knew that zawadi should be handmade or educational. She gave everyone a photo of the family in a frame she had made from old newspapers. Everyone loved their zawadi, especially Kari.
Thank you for visiting Grammy's Book Nook. To get more information for this book, check the description box below. Be sure to thumbs up this video. Click the subscribe button for the latest videos on Grammy's Book Nook.
Thank you for joining us for our reading time today. What did you learn? Moja is unity for Kwanzaa. Kujichagulia. Say it again. Kujichagulia. Self-determination. Ujima. Collective work and responsibility. Ujama. Cooperative economics. Nia. Purpose. Kuumba, creativity, imani, faith. Thank you so much for joining. And to our parents, if you go to Amazon Prime or to Amazon, you can look these books up. Do doitallinthemall.com and purchase them through doitallinthemall.com under Amazon. And we would get a commission from all the qualified purchases. All you have to do is just shop. We'll be happy that you shopped with us. So thank you so much for joining me this day and learning about Kwanzaa. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us on the contact us on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. I'm going to be leaving you with some information on Kwanzaa for the children. So please continue to listen. Thank you. This has been Miss Inez of Anais Baku Designs. CEO and fashion designer. Habari Ghani, what's the news? Thank you.
Hey, bro, where are you going?
Oh, hey, Lee. I'm heading over to the community center to set up for Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa? What is that?
Kwanzaa celebrates African-American community, family, and culture.
Interesting. So, is it a celebration that comes from Africa?
No, bro. Kwanzaa didn't come from any of the countries from the continent of Africa. A lot of people think it is an African Christmas, but it is not. It was introduced to America in 1966 by Dr. Malana Karenga as a way to welcome the first harvest home here in America.
So, when is Kwanzaa celebrated?
It is celebrated every year from December 26th through January 1st.
Kwanzaa's a pretty cool name. I wonder how they came up with it.
The word Kwanzaa is a key Swahili word that means the first, and it represents the first fruits of harvest.
So how do you celebrate Kwanzaa?
With Kwanzaa, there are seven key principles that are observed during that time. Each day of Kwanzaa, it emphasizes a different principle.
Seven principles, huh? That is cool. What are they?
There is Umoja, meaning unity, Kujicha Guliya, which stands for self-determination, Ujima, which stands for collective work and responsibility, building and maintaining our communities as brothers and sisters, Ujama, for building and maintaining the African-American stores and businesses, Nia, which means purpose, Kuumba, meaning creativity, and Imani, meaning faith in our hearts and people.
So at Christmas time, you know, it's Christmas trees and stuff like that. Are there any symbols for Kwanzaa?
When decorating for Kwanzaa, the main colors are red, black, and green. Just like there are seven principles, there are seven symbols. There is Kikombe Cha Umoja, meaning the unity cup, a Kanara, meaning the candle holder, which holds seven candles, Mazao, meaning fruits, nuts, and vegetables, reminding those who celebrate of the harvest, Mishuma Saba, meaning the seven candles that represent the seven principles, Mkeka, meaning a mat which is made up of straw or African cloth. There is also the Vibunzi, meaning ear of corn, where one ear of corn is placed on the mkeka for every child that is at the celebration. There's also zawadi, meaning gifts, that are traditionally given on January 1st.
Man, I would have never known all the cool things and fun facts about Kwanzaa for kids. Thanks for letting me know about this African-American holiday.
And I hope you had fun learning with F-R-E-S-B-E-R-C-H-I cartoon.
Hi, I'm Eve Wedderburn. Did you know that thousands of Canadians celebrate Kwanzaa every year? But wait, what is Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa is not African, it's African American. I didn't know about Kwanzaa till I came to Canada, but Kwanzaa is basically an African American celebration of peace and unity and cooperation with the Black American and Canadian community.
It's a celebration that happens every year from December 26th to January 1st. People who celebrate Kwanzaa greet others by saying Habari Ghani, which means what's the news. So let's check out what the news is. Come on.
So Kwanzaa is a really important celebration for people of African descent, specifically African Americans and some African Canadians. Kwanzaa is very important because it celebrates principles and beliefs that are shared by people of African descent here and people of African descent on the continent of Africa. It was actually started in America. Can you believe that?
The green, the red, and the black represent different things. We have candles on top as well.
And what does Kwanzaa mean to you?
So to me, you know, I'm from Zimbabwe. Even Zimbabwe is in which part of the world?
Africa.
Very good. Zimbabwe is in Africa, so in Zimbabwe we don't actually celebrate Kwanzaa, but the principles of Kwanzaa are incorporated in some of our celebrations, like the whole spirit of umoja, of unity, of community. That's celebrated where I am from. But that word Kwanzaa was made up by Dr. Malema, who was from Kenya, who was in the States in the 1960s.
So women play a central role in Kwanzaa. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. You know, not only do women cook, which is part of Kwanzaa, but they also do the lighting ceremony most times, and also they're the ones who do the whole outfits for everybody, and that's part of the unity part, and also just the role of bringing the whole family and the community together. That is the role of a woman.
So what does African dance do, like, regarding Kwanzaa? Like, is there a special dance, or...?
There is no specific special dance for Kwanzaa, because Kwanzaa is not African. It's African-American. But there's so many dances you can incorporate into the celebration of Kwanzaa, because African dance is just celebrating and being happy.
Can you show me the bass?
Much fun. I hope you enjoyed learning about Kwanzaa as much as I did. I've drummed, danced, eaten some amazing African food, and learned more about the seven principles of Kwanzaa, like umoja, which means unity. For CBC Kids News, I'm Eve Wedderburn. Until we meet again.
Okay. Got your shea butter?
Check.
All right. How about your dashiki?
You know it, bro.
And your Hotep manual. Did you bring that?
You know what, King? Oh,
man.
Hey, Kwanzaa, what you gonna do? Spinning with my family, chill with the crew. We gon' share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots. This Kwanzaa, what you gonna do? Spinning with my family, chill with the crew. We gon' share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots.
On December 26th, Dubai, St. Nick's, I light a black candle. Look, ooh, it's lit. First day of Kwanzaa, umoja means unity. Ain't messing with my clique, melanated, check the drift.
Self-determination is the mantra. Constant elevation like the Haitians when they conquered their colonizers. Yeah. Like a real-life Wakanda, true believers. Day two, that's Kuji Chakulia.
Ujima, day three, responsibility. Let's put in that work together, buy the block, clean the streets. Collectively connected like the constellations. Plant a seed, watch it grow, reap what
spend
you sow.
Spend your black dollars on black business. Your black descendants, they hustle for your black children. A black trillion, that's how much black spending. Ujima, economics is how blacks will win, Lord willing.
On the fifth day of Kwanzaa with my family. Woo. Nia means purpose, build our legacy. Rest in peace, Rebecca Jones, matriarchy. Continue to work, Fannie Lou Hamer.
Hey, Kuwumba, yeah, you know what that means. Creativity, and you know what that brings. Full pockets, yeah, you know I like greens. I get paid every time I write things in my inner light beams.
Day seven, all the candles lit on a Kanara. Imani means faith in a better tomorrow. Joy over sorrow, equity over equal. The kids are our future leaders. We believe in all our people.
But black women shape the human race. Meet your maker, Queen Mother, we appreciate. You are sacred. You are Harriet, you are Ella Baker, you're a maker, you're a manifester, a creator.
This Kwanzaa, what you gonna do? Spinning with my family, chill with the crew. With the people shaking, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots. This Kwanzaa, what you gonna do? Spinning with my family, chill with the crew.
Thank you for watching. You can go print out my free Kwanzaa worksheet on my website, fuge.com/class. It's perfect for your classroom or for your home if you're homeschooling. So make sure you go get that. And if you want to fill it out with me right now, you can pause this video and go print it off. So once you have your worksheet, you're going to need a pencil or a pen, and you're going to need a green and red crayon coloring pencil or marker. You have everything you need? All right, let's get started. So Kwanzaa is a 7-day festival from December 26th to January 1st, and each day represents a different principle. So we light a new candle on the Kanara every day to represent that principle. 7 days, 7 principles, 7 candles. So let's start with day 1, December 26th. Write Umoja, and that means unity. After you write that, color in that number 1 candle black. Day 2, December 27th, you're going to write Kujichagulia. That means self-determination. Believing in yourself, making decisions for yourself. Color in that day 2 candle red. Day 3, December 28th, write Ujima. That means collective work and responsibility. Building our community and helping each other solve problems. Color in that number 3 candle green. Day 4, December 29th, write Ujamaa. That means cooperative economics. Buying from black-owned businesses and keeping the money in our own communities. Color the 4th candle red. Day 5, December 30th, write Nia. That means purpose. It's also about building our community and restoring our legacy from our proud history. Color in that 5th candle, green. Day 6, December 31st, write Kaumba. That means creativity, using our talents to make our communities in this world a better place. You know what to do. Color in that 6th candle, red. And finally, day 7, write Imani. It means faith. Faith in each other that we'll be victorious in our struggle. So that's it. When you finish your worksheet, it should look a little bit like this. Make sure you color the flames at the top of the candles and even the base of the Kanara, and get as creative as you would like. I'm sure you noticed all of the Kwanzaa principles are in another language, Kiswahili. So now you can brag to your friends that you know a little bit of Swahili. So happy Kwanzaa and happy holidays. Until next time, peace, love, and shubam!
FYUTCH.
Hello, future.